Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're in the middle of the middle. New York State budget is expected to be late. It's Thursday, March 28th, and this is your New York Daily News. Thursday's forecast called for light rain in New York City with a high near 50 and a low near 39. Before today's top story, the hiring halls the Adams administration has held to fill vacant municipal government jobs will start also offering career opportunities in the private sector, Mayor Adams announced Wednesday. During a press conference in Brooklyn, Adams said the revamped career events will take place monthly in economically disadvantaged neighborhoods across all five boroughs. To boot, he said the city's launching a new website, jobs.nyc.gov, where both job seekers and private employers can respectively apply and advertise for career openings. A press release from Adams' office said the new hiring halls will involve nearly two dozen city agencies, as well as private partners. The private entities will be able to offer hiring hall applicants jobs like school bus drivers and healthcare aides, according to City Hall. And 5 years after state lawmakers wrote congestion pricing into law, the board of the MTA voted Wednesday to approve the final tolling plan, setting a base toll of $15 to drive into Midtown and Lower Manhattan. The pricing plan, the final MTA vote required before congestion pricing can be put into place, passed with 11 votes in favor. Under the plan approved Wednesday, the toll to enter Midtown and Lower Manhattan will be $15 for cars, vans, pickup trucks, and other small vehicles, as long as they have Easy Pass. Those motorists entering through an already tolled crossing, the Holland, Lincoln, Brooklyn Battery, or Queens Midtown tunnels, will receive a $5 discount, making the congestion toll $10. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
Weeks of cautious optimism that New York lawmakers might approve the state budget on time have faded to the reality that talks will drag past the April 1st deadline, with differences over housing, healthcare, and education policy delaying a deal between the governor and the state legislature. The Democratic Majority Leader in the state Senate, Andrea Stewart Cousins of Westchester, said Wednesday that she intended to send legislators home on Thursday for the holiday weekend, essentially ensuring the next budget will not be approved before next week at the earliest. "We're in the middle of the middle," Stewart Cousins told reporters, referring to three-way talks between her chamber's leadership, the Assembly leadership, and New York Governor Kathy Hochul's office. Talks will continue over the weekend, according to Stewart Cousins' office. Democrats control both chambers of the legislature and the executive mansion, but the three sides can still differ on key policies. And the legislature has sought to spend more aggressively than the centrist Hochul. In January, Hochul proposed a $233 billion budget plan. The two chambers of the legislature responded with plans that each would lift spending to $246 billion. But some of the trickiest differences in negotiations touch non-fiscal policies, which are included annually in the budget negotiations. Lawmakers who are not paid after the deadline is missed have indicated they believe the budget could be approved by early April, a relatively timely result given Albany's typical tardiness. Last year, the state budget came together a month late, with Hochul ramming a plan to toughen the state's bail laws through the left-leaning legislature. Despite the bail battle, which left a bitter taste in the mouths of progressives, Hochul has been seen as a more amenable budget negotiator than her predecessor, Andrew Cuomo. Hochul has pursued a cautious agenda in this year's budget talks, steering clear of lightning rod policies in an attempt to dodge Democratic Party infighting in an election year. But this year's budget deadline falls on Monday, after Good Friday and Easter, a wrinkle in the calendar that has created a crunch for Hochul and the legislators. If the budget is not passed on time, the legislature can approve a so-called extender budget to keep the government open. The touchiest topics in this year's negotiations include school aid, Medicaid funding, and, perhaps most of all, tenant protections. Left-leaning lawmakers are pushing the governor to sign off on broad tenant protections that she has resisted in the past. Disagreements over pay scales for workers on housing construction jobs percolated early in the talks, delaying the rest of the negotiations. But the Assembly Speaker, Carl Heastie, has hinted the legislature and the governor's office have found some common ground on housing and other hot-button issues. Sometimes in the budget, you might be in a different galaxy, Heastie, a Bronx Democrat, told reporters Tuesday. I don't know if we're in the same country yet, but I think we're at least on the same planet. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.